where Norwalk comes first for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
One act of kindness in public will affect everyone around you.
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Let us exhale together. Joining us now is David Friedman, the composer of that lovely song sung by Nancy Lamott, We Can Be Kind. And we're going to tell some stories and share some laughs and think about the ways and memories in which people have been good and shown their kindness to us. Our telephone number, and this is another jingle that David wrote, you can call me at 203-333-9422. Remember, David, we recorded in your studio.
I do, with your fabulous singing. Yes.
Fabulous, amazing, amazing singing. 203-333-9422. Give us a call to share your story of when somebody was kind. Maybe it was even you. Hello, David, and welcome. How are you feeling? How's your heart? Is it beating well?
My heart is getting better and better. And, you know, I was thinking about, I'm starting rehab this week.
Okay.
And, you know, I had heart surgery. It's now 6 weeks ago. And I'm walking 3 miles, and the scar is looking good. And many people have been kind to me. But I was thinking about this, you know, in my book, We Can Be Kind, at the end of each chapter of stories are two sections: how we can be kind to others, and how we can be kind to ourselves. And kindness really starts with how we think about ourselves and treat ourselves. And so in this recovery that I'm going through, I have to really not beat myself up, have compassion for myself, let myself rest. If there's a day, you know, this goes up and down, if there's a day where it's not going well, have some kindness in my thoughts toward myself. Because it's sort of like, you know, when you're in the plane, put your own oxygen mask on first.
Right.
And so to really, I think it's hard to be kind to others if we're not kind to ourselves. So I would say to people, really look at how you're talking to yourself, how you're criticizing yourself, how you're, what the voice in your head is saying.
Yeah, that voice in the head can be really, it can be really something that beats us up. I beat myself up about my body every day. And I'm so ridiculous because, I have a healthy body. So what the hell am I doing? I do it every day. I beat myself up. I don't really look that good today. Terrible.
And also, we think that people are thinking things about us.
Well, people could care less about us. They're thinking
themselves.
Yeah,
we're
looking
like everybody's.
Oh,
I remember years ago I was conducting my first Broadway show, which was Sarava, and I would conduct in a tuxedo on a balcony overlooking the stage, and Betty Walker, the comedian who used to go, "Hello, Seal," she'd pull a phone out of her purse and have these conversations.
Hello, Seal.
In the show, "Hello, Seal. You know, are you sitting down? Are you near water?" And so I used to stop and talk to her every day. She was warming up in the wings. And one day I said, Seal, I said, "Betty, I'm so mortified." And she said, "Why, darling?" I said, "I forgot my black socks, and I'm going to be up there in front of the whole audience in a tuxedo wearing brown socks." And she looked at me and said, "Oh, darling, what makes you think you're so important? Anyone could care less what color socks you're wearing."
That's true.
Get up there.
Well, let's go to the phones, David. Let's go to Bill from Fairfield. Bill, you're on the air with David Friedman and myself. Hi, thanks for calling in.
Hi, I got a great story.
I was a
driver for a delivery service, and it's the biggest company in the world. And I went to these stops every day. Every day I picked up and delivered. So I got to know these people very well. one day a small stop, small company said, Bill, bring your hand truck because we have a lot of stuff for you. And first off my head, I thought, you know, I'm really busy. You know, what do you got, you guys? I'll pick you up later. You know, they said, no, you have to come now. We're ready to leave. So I went and I brought my hand truck, scratching my head, wondering, you know, what do they have? I'm busy. I got to go. But it was part of the job, and I loved every second from day one to the time I retired 32 years later. But anyway, I go into the office, and I had previously set up the adoption of my son. So they knew the story of my wife and infertility and, you know, the struggles that we went through for the few years up until saying, look, we got to just adopt. So anyway, they knew that story, and I rushed to their office with my hand truck, and it was a baby shower.
Oh.
You're kidding.
It was a baby shower. I walked out of there with bassinets and clothing and you know, rattles. And, I mean, I still get the chills. My son's 33 years old, and I still get the chills telling that story. So don't give up on people. They're absolutely wonderful. Don't be drawn into the hype that people aren't wonderful, because they really are.
You know, Bill, you must have had, I mean, just think about it. Your interactions with these people must have not just been about dropping a package at their door. They must have gotten to know you.
Oh, it was a phenomenal job from day one. You know, I thought I'd do this for a few years, but I became a part of the Fairfield community. It was amazing. And, you know, I did so much great things being with that job. And, I really became part of the community. And that happened early in my career, and it was a company in Norwalk. And I really hadn't made much of an impression on people at that point. But once I got to Fairfield, you know, they touched my lives incredibly. Town Hall, people I knew, you know, first selectman going back to John Sullivan.
Wow.
Police chief, you know, policemen from rookie to retirement, families from birth to weddings, feeding dogs on a daily. You know, just a part of the community. I saved a woman from jumping off a bridge one time because I happened to come along as she was stepping over the guardrail.
Come on.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't say anything. They're all true stories.
It sounds like you were pretty kind to her that day, Bill, huh?
Well, I happened to notice her stepping over the guardrail at the connector 27A leading northbound. And I stopped my car. I was down below, and I said, what are you doing? She said, nobody loves me. I'm going to jump. And I was like, wait a minute. I said, I love you. What are you doing? She said, nobody loves me. I'm going to jump. And I'm thinking to myself, do I break her fall or do I watch her hit the pavement? And all of a sudden, she drops this big lug of a pocketbook she had. And my knees locked up, my back locked up. I started shaking. I said, look, I used the expletive. You're scaring me. And so by that time, people had noticed she was on the other side of the guardrail. And I had to run up the embankment because she threatened to jump. And as I talked to her, and sure enough, as I was distracted talking to her, after I climbed the embankment, somebody grabbed her wrist and we pulled her back over to reality. And just the way people are. People don't realize how these FedEx and UPS drivers and mailmen, you know, are part of the community. It's really amazing. You see humanity right when it happens. It's amazing.
And it's amazing to see how, someone might think, oh, I just deliver packages. I just did that. But it's the human being who's doing that, who moves people and who connects to people. And this party showed how they appreciated you.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, Bill, that you, it's because of the way you did your job, that it wasn't just a job, that you made it an extension of your humanity.
Yes.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I believe I got that from my mother, who pioneered the senior citizen program in Fairfield years ago. It was nothing for senior citizens. So I guess I got that compassion from my mother and being with people and from my father. So it was really a great combination of everything. But I want people to understand that people are wonderful. They're wonderful. Mm. And there's stuff, people in power making situations not wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's what we have to address. Not, you know, humanity as it appears to be, but deep down it's fantastic. There's how many billion people in this world? We all get along.
Yeah.
We all get along for the most part.
Thank you, Bill.
You know, I'm not naive to I'm not naive to any of the chaos going on in New York mm-hmm. and Bridgeport. But I hear you. You know, overall, you know, you can kind of walk away from the madness, and people should start stepping up and saying, hey, there's guns in my neighborhood, or there's a gun in my house. Come get it, because I don't know where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing, because that ruins one situation like that will ruin a whole neighborhood, a whole society, kind of.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for the call. We're going to be right back. David Friedman, stay with us. We're talking about the kindness of strangers. And when you participate, you remind us of who we are as a fabric of our community. 203-333-9422. Thank you so much, Bill, for calling in from Fairfield. We'll be right back.